This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip: whose prayers are accepted by Allah and whose prayers are not accepted. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, dear listeners, it is possible for an act to be proper, but not accepted. For example, like a sellable item without a buyer. Let us see whose prayers are accepted by Allah. Now, the manner of prayer of the holy saints, of the awliya, is both inspiring and instructive. It is a model for their followers. Now let us go ahead and see some examples of their manners of prayer, for surely their prayers are the most beautiful and most surely are accepted. So if we follow in their manners, our prayers will be accepted as well. For example, the sound of adhan, the call to prayer, was so attractive and delightful to the Messenger of Allah that at the time of prayer, he would say to Bilal, the one who would call the prayer during the time of the Holy Prophet, he would say to him, "O Bilal, relieve us from grief, anguish, and pain by making the call to prayer, so that we can pray." And in Nahj al-Fasaha, statement number 132, we find that the Holy Prophet, peace and blessings upon him, used to say, "He who hears the adhan, the call to prayer, but remains indifferent, is unkind." And so this is one of the first and most basic things we can do, which is when the time for adhan is there, we are excited to go and pray. In Tafsir al-Safi, volume 2, page number 377, it states that at the time of a prayer, Imam Ali alayhi salam, the first divinely appointed imam, used to turn pale and start trembling, saying, "The time of prayer has come. The time of the trust offered by Allah to the heavens, the earth, and the mountains," but they refrained from shouldering it. This act of shouldering the burden of the divine trust of prayer is the greatest honor of man.
Today's question asks, why do Muslims pray? One of the most important rulings in Islam is the daily prayer that Muslims must partake in. Maybe you have seen Muslims in large groups say prayer together on TV. You might think it looks a little weird because there is so much action involved in prayer. Why don't Muslims just clasp their hands together, become reverent, and speak their prayers silently? Why must there be a loud call to prayer and a set time for these prayers to be said in? This is because Muslims all around the world pray the same prayer in the same way and at the same times. In total, there are 5 separate prayers that Muslims recite in Arabic. This is so that there can be conformity for all prayers said. But the true beauty of the prayer lies in the meaning, and so many Muslims choose to look up the translation of the prayer in their own language so that they truly know what they are reciting. The reason for the actual prayer is so that Muslims always focus on being kind and doing the right thing, no matter the circumstances. In Islam, it is believed that the world is a testing ground for humans, in which they have to always choose for the right over the wrong. It is also believed that humans, after they die and on Judgment Day, will be judged based on their actions on earth. The prayer, therefore, acts as a sort of shield against wrongdoings that might tempt the people. They help remind people that their life on earth is short and serve as a means to put life in perspective. Think of it this way. Let's say you are sitting in an exam at school. Initially, you know that this is an exam and that you have to do your best in order to pass with a good grade. Throughout the exam, however, you also have the teacher supervising you and also a clock to tell you how much more time you have left. The teacher and the clock both reinforce the fact in your mind that you are taking an exam so that you do not slack off, dawdle, or cheat. The Muslim daily prayers serve the same purpose. They allow you to connect with God on several occasions throughout the day. They also help you remember that you are on earth for a short period of time and that you are responsible for your actions at all times. Now imagine during your exam, your teacher would not be there to supervise and there would be no means to tell the time during your exam. Would you still be trying as hard to finish your exam well? Or would you start talking with your classmates, cheat, or even take out your sandwich and indulge because you think you have the time to do so? Without daily prayers, Muslims would have a much harder time focusing on their actual purpose in life. They would not strive to be the best version of themselves that they could be and would indulge in the non-essential things in life. So why not try praying once in a while? Try taking a minute or two, a couple times a day, just to focus on a connection with the Creator.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now in continuation to our discussion, we were talking about how we should follow the infallible imams and the way that they worshipped In order to have our worship, our servitude, and our prayers accepted by Allah. Now, at the time of prayers, when Imam As-Sajjad, the fourth divinely appointed Imam, would reach the point of reciting, Maliki Yawm al-Din, you are the master of the Day of Judgment, in Surah Al-Fatiha, he would repeat it so many times that listeners would imagine that he was on the verge of death. And while in sujood, the prostration, the Imam would sweat profusely. Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, the fifth divinely appointed Imam, says, My father, Imam as-Sajjad, used to perform a 1,000 rakaz of prayer day and night. Also, whenever the time of prayer arrived, it seemed as if the Messenger of Allah knew no one, for he would enter a strange spiritual state in awe, excitement, fear. The time of prayer had come. Also, we find that the Holy Prophet used to say, Hunger can be satiated and thirst can be quenched, but my desire for prayer can never be satisfied. In Safina al-Bahar, volume number 2, page 44, we find that during the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali alayhi salam remained watchful of the sun's position in the sky. Abdullah ibn al-Abbas asked the reason for this, and the Imam alayhi salam replied, I do not wish to miss offering the prayer as soon as its time begins. Ibn al-Abbas, in astonishment, asked, Now, on the battlefield? The Imam alayhi salam replied, Yes. So even in the midst of war and chaos, prayers was of the utmost importance. Yes, just as fishes are not tired of swimming, divine saints, awliya, are not tired of worship and prayer. Rather, with every act of worship, they find more pleasure being in the presence of Allah. So at the time of prayer, the upright servants and divine saints used to establish prayer with much fervor, apply perfume, wear the best of clothes, welcome the prayer with excitement, and experience fear and dread, lest they do not earn the favor of Allah, or they do not have the necessary amount of humility and attention in prayer. This is how our prayer will be accepted.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of Foresight coming to you from IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and today I would like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajatu Shakirin, The Whispered Prayer of the Thankful. Please stay with me. God, as you have fed us through your gentleness and nurtured us through your benefaction, so also complete for us lavish favors, repel from us detested acts of vengeance and of the shares of the two abodes, give us their most elevated and their greatest, both the immediate and the deferred. To you belongs praise for your good trial and the lavishness of your favors, a praise conforming to your good pleasure and attracting your great goodness and magnanimity. O Almighty, O All Generous, by your mercy, O Most Merciful of the Merciful.
thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.